So we are counting down to the billionth dose, and obviously this is a moment of great celebration and it must be celebrated. But what are the challenges ahead and how can we perfect this from where we began to this present day and also in the future? Dr. R.S. Sharma, CEO of the National Health Authority of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare and also a man behind the Cowin app, the head of the Cowin portal, is now with us. Dr. Sharma, thank you very much for your time. From the time when you had initially started, where, you know, you were always confident, you always kept telling us that we've handled UPI, so, you know, we can handle volume. There were initial doubts, there were glitches in the system also. What gave you the confidence that this app is going to handle not just 2.5 crores in a day, but 1 billion one day?
Thank you very much, Sanket, for having me on your channel. I think I must join everybody in this country to really celebrate this momentous occasion. I think this happens, you know, once in a lifetime kind of opportunity for all of us who are into this area of technology and software. It's really the credit must go to the vaccinators, to the doctors, to the nurses, to health workers who have really toiled day and night since last 9 months or so and have made this moment come true. So the real credit and you know, sort of thanks must be given to those. Of course, I have been confident. And as you said, we were very clear that we have handled many things. Of course, you guys have always been doubting that competence. But then that's, I mean, I don't blame you for that matter. Okay, it's a difficult job, and softwares are something which don't really sometimes work.
Yeah.
Despite the best architecture, despite best you know, efforts, they do sometimes fail and they do sometimes have glitches. Unfortunately, the story of glitches in the software, I must say again and repeat it, that except for a couple of days in the beginning when the Honorable Prime Minister launched it on 16th of January, since, you know, after a couple of days, there have been absolutely no glitches in the software. Actually, one question was raised to me that, you know, who will be the 100 crore beneficiary? And I was telling that gentleman that, look, we are sort of doing 700 vaccinations per second. So actually, who will be that 100 crore beneficiary will be a little difficult to find it out, because it will be a matter of not only milliseconds, but also microseconds. So that's the speed at which we are going. People should realize that it's actually happening at a phenomenal speed.
Absolutely. I can see that you have redesigned the Cowin portal, the main page, which is now counting backwards to the moment where there will be the 1 billionth dose. It kind of builds the suspense and the momentum, does it? It's not really a technical solution that you have offered, but, you know, it does keep, and I must admit, it does keep people hooked on to that screen. With it's changing every second. Was this by design, or you had thought that you'll do this?
No, we had not thought this, you know, from the beginning. But, you know, sometimes as you see, as you go along, as you gain experience, you do keep on coming up with some innovative ideas. If you also have any idea, please share with us, and we'll be certainly trying to implement it if we that it's something.
No, Dr. Sharma, I'm going to perform my role, which sometimes you may not like, of asking questions. So you say that we were doubting your competence. We never were. But it is well within our domain to ask questions if there is a question, a relevant one at that. That was the only intention.
Absolutely.
I want to now ask you, Dr. Sharma, that of course we've come this far. Let's talk about the utility of the Cowin app and the Cowin portal from here on. Of course, you know, we have much more to achieve. For instance, the whole second dose paradigm, getting into areas where even the first dose has not happened, convincing people to get rid of vaccine complacency, and the technological solution in the back of beyond. What are the real challenges that you have thought of, and how are we going to meet them?
I think it's a wonderful question, Sanket ji. And one of the things which we have in mind, one is this, that Cowin platform allows us to do a slicing and dicing of data to tell us the geographical distribution of the vaccines you know, where, how many people have got the first dose in which particular area. And that, of course, is assuming that the people of that area are getting vaccinated there. There will always be cases of portability, but then, you know, it will all cancel out. People from Ranchi can go to Delhi and people from Delhi can come to Ranchi and get the vaccine. So broadly, the geographical distribution of dose one, dose two, total population, etc. is available with us. So then, you know, it will give us actually which are the deficit areas, which are the areas which need more attention for the second dose. So that's number one. Secondly, we also will know that those people who have got the dose one, now we have made it available. The list of people who are overdue for dose two is available on the vaccination center wise to the vaccination centers. So they have the telephone numbers of those people. So now our approach will be micromanagement in some ways, that the vaccination centers will now be calling those people and say, look, your second dose is due. Please come over and have the second dose done.
And eventually prepare for the booster dose as well.
Well, booster dose is not really a part of, you know, the agenda as of now. That's the,
but the, should it be a part of the agenda? Your software can handle that.
Software can handle any agenda insofar it's a part of the policy.
Okay.
But government who makes policies, and this is not my, I've always maintained, but we are actually, the data gives us, data is a gold mine, which gives us ability to ensure that, you know, we are able to monitor each dose. That's the beauty of this whole platform.
Will the data and its analysis be available to public? My final question. At some point,
it is already available to public. Sanket, if I don't know whether you have seen that, but on the COVID portal you go, we have a download.
No granular details.
Absolutely, granular details are available because it's available. Download the data, and when you go to the state, then you can download the data. You go to district, then you can download the data. Which that at the district level, you can download the data vaccine-wise. Of course, you can't download the data of the name of the people.
Okay.
You can download the numbers. Obviously, name downloading will mean that we will be able to, we will be exposing the data of the people, which obviously we will not do.
Yes, that should not be.
But certainly, statistical information is available.
Which is going to be very significant as we go along. Congratulations for 1 billionth, which is going to happen tomorrow. We'll all celebrate along with you. Thank you very much, Dr. Sharma, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sanket, for having me on your platform. Thank you.